Hi there, James. Thank you so much for holding. My name is Paul. I'm the regional pricing director. Just wanted me to get on the line to get you the details of the service, you know, how it works, what's included, answer any questions that you have. And then because it is a fairly new business, she did want me to apply that new in-business rate and make it even more affordable for you. Happy Friday, by the way. How's your day going so far?
Well, my day is going pretty good, Paul. How about yourself?
Oh, I'm doing well. I appreciate you asking. Well, you know, I do have your file here in front of me. In fact, I'm looking at your website right now, and I'm sure that you not only use Google yourself, you're probably also at least somewhat familiar with that local map, right? That PAC result that does pop up right near the top of the page?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of where we all go as consumers when we need something but don't necessarily know who to call. And for you, James, that's the real power of this particular listing. It is a fairly new business, and of course, people will not need to already know the name of your company to find your business, find your website, pick up the phone and call you. Of course, they'll be going on Google, they'll be going on Bing, they'll be typing in general contractor, drywall installation, bathroom, kitchen remodeling, any of the services you want to be found for, will make sure that your business and your website pop up as one of the options that people will see. Of course, you use Google, you know you won't be the only company that pops up when someone does that type of search, and of course, not everyone will decide to call you. But that's actually a good thing. You're not getting a bunch of random phone calls from people who don't even know what they want, or they're just calling around looking for estimates or the cheapest guy. You will, though, get calls from people who will have seen your website first. And, you know, I like the look of your website. Obviously, it's designed to get people to pick up the phone and call you. We just have to make it easier for people to find, and you'll definitely get those phone calls. No matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, it is a flat rate. I know you're keeping it pretty local, but you're still right there in Baltimore. So we would want to include a social media campaign, help your business stand out. There's going to be paid Facebook ads included. You're looking at a flat rate reduced because of the youngness of your business, down from what would have normally been $599 to $299. So it's a little bit more than 50% off the normal cost of the service. While it is a promotional rate for a younger business, it is not an introductory rate. It's not going to balloon up on you later on. It's a fixed rate that will stay with you as long as you stay with us. And it's an exact amount. There's no taxes or fees or surcharges. Of course, there's no lead fees because it's not a lead-based service. You're not paying for a lead and then chasing down the same lead your competitors are chasing down. Like I said, you're just going to get direct phone calls. No matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, big jobs or small jobs, residential or commercial jobs, 15 jobs a month or 50 jobs a month, it's the same flat rate. And again, that's a reduced rate of just $299. It is offered on a month-to-month basis. Of course, our job is just to keep your phone ringing and earn your business 1 month at a time. Now, I'm sure, James, you've got questions for me, but at least on the surface, is that something you might want for your business at this point?
Yeah, with regards to other prices that I've got in the past, it does seem pretty, it's very competitive with them, and I'm definitely interested.
Yeah, I would imagine. Yeah. Most companies don't offer the Facebook ads, and you know, you might be looking at just getting placement in your zip code. It might take them, you know, 60 or 90 days to do that. You know, we are a Google partner, so we definitely can get the job done faster than most. And like I said, it does reflect a 50% reduction in the cost of the service. We don't have to build you a website. You've already got a website, but there is a lot that we do still have to do. We have to create all the content that Google wants to see. And, of course, the Facebook ads are going to be a big part of getting you more phone calls. Works a little bit differently. Obviously, when someone goes on Google or Bing on their smartphone or their computer, they're actively doing a search. They're typing something in. They're looking for something. They're looking for someone to call. Right. And, of course, you'll be listed there, too. You're going to get those phone calls, and you'll be right there in the exact moment that someone is searching for someone who does what you do. Facebook, of course, works a little bit differently. They're not necessarily looking for anything in particular, but they might have a project in the back of their mind, and when they see your ads, they click on it. It goes to your website. From there, they pick up the phone as well. It's a great way for us to target specific cities, big and small, zip codes, even neighborhoods where you want to be found. Now, I know that you're doing both residential and commercial work. Did you have a preference of one over the other? Do you kind of like a nice, even mix?
At this moment, that's a good question. At this moment, I'm kind of leaning more so towards residential, but I wouldn't want to miss out on any
Gotcha. I mean, there's pluses and minuses for both residential and commercial, and if you're willing and wanting to take on both, we'll target both. I mean, the reason I ask is we do very targeted marketing. So, I mean, obviously residential is going to be your primary focus, but you can take on commercial jobs, especially, you know, for certain services that you provide. And then, I mean, obviously you provide a lot of different services. You're not going to be limited by keyword or search phrase as long as it's a service that you provide, as long as it's something that's on your website. We'll mirror that content on the destinations, directories, and submissions that Google looks for, kind of indexes every time someone does a keyword search, and that's ultimately what Google will use to determine the businesses that pop up ahead of their competitors. So we'll make sure that you've got all of that content that, like your website, talk about your services and your service area. For Facebook ads, we usually run about 6 or 8 different ads at a time. We make sure that the ones that are working, we keep going, and if it's not working, then we can either, you know, just take them off or add different ads for you. But it looks like we can really target, you know, at least the bread and butter services that you most want to be found for. Keep in mind, anything and everything can be updated at any time, so we can always update content or change out the ads and things like that. And you'll be able to track it, too. You'll get a detailed reporting and tracking system, 24/7 access. You'll see exactly how much work you're getting, where it's coming from, the keywords and search phrases you're listed for, how many times you're popping up on the first page for each individual search. You'll know which clients found you from the paid ads, the local map, or individual directories. So you'll definitely know how well the service is working. Now, a lot of our clients just ask someone who's never called, hey, how did you find me? Where'd you hear about me? And they say, well, I saw your ad on Facebook, or they say, I saw your website on Google. That's enough for some people to know that it's working, but you do have 24/7 access to that detailed reporting and tracking system. Now, when we get your phone ringing, is the number that we're speaking on, I mean, obviously, this is a good number for your customers to call us on our website, but is it also the best number for us to reach you regarding your account?
Yes.
And I imagine it is a smartphone, right? You can receive text messages on that number?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, most of the time, you'll simply get direct phone calls. Everything has the click-to-call feature. Your potential customers will simply dial your number directly. When we reach out to you, though, we do use phone, text, also email. Emails, though, are usually just for longer pieces of information and something we would want you to have for your records. Most of the time, we'll just send a text or give you a quick phone call. Did you have a preference, though, as to how we contact you? Phone, text, email, any of those, all of those?
Honestly, email would probably be the best.
Email for most things. Okay, perfect. Yeah, and then, of course, you can always respond to emails 24/7, of course. We do respond to emails the same day or the next business day if it's after hours. And then the other thing I did want to ask you is, correct me if I'm wrong, the business itself is service-based, meaning that you always go out to the customer, right? There's not a physical address, brick-and-mortar showroom, or physical location that any of your customers would go to?
No, you're correct.
That's perfectly understandable. In fact, that's what Google expects. Since you're providing a service, they don't expect you to maintain a storefront. In fact, even if you had like an office where you did your paperwork or like a shop where you kept your equipment, since customers don't come out to you, Google wouldn't want anyone to drive out there. They wouldn't want to list a physical address for someone to see, especially since you're out in the field most days. Now, James, just never did get your last name.
Shields, S-H-I-E-L-D-S.
You said Shields, right? S-H-I-E-L-D-S?
Yeah. Okay.
All right, Mr. Shields. And then if you don't have any other questions for me at this point, I mean, if it is something that you wanted to move forward with, like I said, it's month to month. It's that flat rate. I'm actually waiving the setup fee, so it's just the $299 is the out-the-door cost. One of the things that I would do now would be to take a look at the client interview calendar. That's where we schedule the follow-up call. You don't have to be in front of a computer for that particular call. We do schedule by the hour, but it takes about half an hour. We'll have one of our technicians kind of dot the I's and cross the T's, so to speak. We'll verify information off of your website, information that I have here, make sure that we know things like your mission statement, motto, tagline, slogan, anything unique about your business, and of course, if you want us to say knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing, we do take care of all of that in a follow-up call. You don't have to be in front of a computer, though, for that particular call. Like I said, just general knowledge questions about your company. The other thing that I am required to do here, Mr. Shields, is to read what's called a voice verification. Because we are a Google partner, it's required of us. It does get recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that it is a month-to-month service, that we've reduced the cost of the service, that the Facebook ads are included, etc. The voice verification is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify the intent of my question. It is, however, actually pretty straightforward. I am required to read it before I can even ask you for any form of payment, but if everything makes sense at the end, we would move forward from there. Is that fair?
Yeah, I just have a few questions before we proceed.
Sure, of course.
So as far with your services, when it comes to construction and remodeling companies, do you guys have, like, any data that shows, like, a success rate?
So, yeah, I mean, we've been doing this.
Efficient it is.
Yeah, we've been doing this since 2004, so we'll be celebrating our 20th anniversary later on this year. And it really is, regardless of area, regardless of industry, the businesses that pop up on the first page of a Google search or a Bing search, they do see between 1 and 2% of the total number of searches for their services translating into direct phone calls. So as long as it's a service-based business and you're going out to them, if you're on that first page, 1 to 2%. Now, if I do a quick search, and then you're keeping it local, right? 20 miles kind of in and around the 21215 zip code?
My particular zip code is 21209, but I think I put 21215 somewhere.
So let me.
If you were gonna use a specific radius, I'd rather it stem from the 21209.
21209. Okay, perfect. So let me do that search. Of course, these searches are never comprehensive enough, especially for someone like you that does, you know, a whole host of services, carpentry, tile and stone, remodeling, kitchen and bath. I mean, it looks like, and then, of course, you're not going to be limited by this particular search. It's just that the search itself is pretty limited, but it looks like it's only populating 8, 9, 10 of the most popular search phrases related to the services or even just some of the services that you provide. But even in that 20-mile radius and just those 10 keywords, in the last 30 days, there was 1,814 searches. Now, that's not necessarily 1,800 people doing a single search. People do sometimes like to search a couple of times in a couple of different ways, and I'm definitely not telling you you're going to get 1,800 phone calls. But like I said,
right.
1% to 2%, 1% of 1,800 is 18 phone calls, 2% will be 36. If we are adding all of the additional things that people can type in, I mean, that number might even double. But if you're getting 20 or 40, 50 phone calls in a month from someone who saw your website before they picked up the phone to call you, and I would suspect that that number in general is going to go up in the next month and 2 months down the road. If you're getting that many phone calls from someone who already saw your website and then decided to call you, even a modest conversion rate is going to have you successful with this service. I mean, you're not like a hair salon or a doggy walker, right? You don't need 15 jobs
right.
to break even, even just for one job that wasn't going to find you otherwise, you would offset the cost of the service.
Right, right. With your services, would I have like a point of contact for my account, or would I just have to talk to whatever representative would be available?
So I am your account manager. I'm the account lead on this. I am often on the phone, almost always on the phone with just short breaks in between. But I do have the support of our client support team, and you can reach a live agent, speak with a live agent Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. I can usually return phone calls within an hour, but if you want to talk with someone right away, you can reach a live agent Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern Time. Anyone who answers the phone has full access to your account, and they do a very good job of taking care of our clients.
Okay. Okay. And you mentioned that the information that you guys use updates. Is it like an automatic update, or
It does update in very near real time, meaning that it does update several times a day, and you do have 24/7 access to it.
Okay. So I wouldn't have to worry about making changes on my website or anything and having to contact someone. It would automatically happen on its own, correct?
Yeah, we make all the changes for you. Some of our clients actually love the fact that they can go in and make changes to their account on their own, but you know, a lot of our clients and understandably just want us to take care of all of it. So you do have those options, but yeah, I mean, really, once we do the client interview and a couple of other things to get everything set up, at that point, all you have to do is answer your phone when it rings. It's our job to make sure that it rings. It's your job to answer the phone when it does ring, talk to the people that are calling you, and, of course, do the quality work that you've been used to doing.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, as far as now, those are pretty much all the questions I have. I mean, I'm willing to proceed, you know, and give it a shot, see how everything works out.
Yeah. I mean, you know, the best part about it, we're investing in your success. I mean, to be honest with you, we like to make it affordable for younger companies, but that does often, especially in this case, I'm waiving your setup fee because it's Friday. My boss is in a good mood. The day's almost over. The week's almost over, right? But when I do something like that, it does put us below our operating cost. Even in that first month, you know, we're going to spend quite a bit more than that $299 that you're investing with us. So, you know, I like to say we've got skin in the game too. You know, we're investing in your success because we know that your success is our success. Now, like I said, that voice verification is required and recorded, but you can stop me at any time. It's actually, though, pretty straightforward. Give me just a real quick second here, Mr. Shields, to get that set up. Okay, so James, it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification, Mr. Shields. This part of the call will in fact be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, James, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want it to appear online?
AMLU Works.
Okay, that's exactly how I have that, capital AMLU, and then separate word, capital W for Works, WORKS. And then, Mr. Shields, please state your name and your official title within the business.
James Shields, President.
Okay, Mr. Shields, as the president of AMLU Works, you are, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Yes.
Of course. And then, Mr. Shields, for the billing information that you will be using for our services, James, are you also an authorized user on that account as well?
Yes.
Okay. Now, Mr. Shields, it says to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign, since it is our job to make sure that the people in your service area who need your services are, in fact, able to contact you. For that reason, we do specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to phone calls, emails, text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. James, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes.
perfect. As long as you answer the phone, you're going to do well with the service. It's always a bit of a concern for me when I'm calling one of my clients and I'm calling the business number and it goes to voicemail or mailbox full or not even set up. I mean, it's a concern, not because I have to call them back. Obviously, I will. It's my client. But I also know that if I were a potential customer trying to call and hire them and I get mailbox not even set up, you know, I'm probably not going to try to call back. I'm probably just going to call someone else. So we don't want you missing those opportunities, okay? Now, it does say in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. And again, it's month to month. The reason that we ask is all the content that we'll be creating for your business. Of course, we would not want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. And then equally, or perhaps even more important, is that we will make sure that all of your business information online is always accurate, current, and consistent. So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are, though, just saying if you decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, Mr. Shields, we ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure that all of that information is always accurate. James, that's fair enough, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Perfect. We're going to do what's called a NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. And, of course, since no one comes to you, we'll make sure that no physical address appears for your business online. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically, too. But if anything new comes along that you're aware of, it's just a good idea to let us know. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost that I'm applying here, even waiving the setup fee with the Facebook ads included, and of course with it being a month-to-month service, James, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including the one-time setup fee, which I'm actually going to waive altogether, will be charged today's date, the 9th of February, in the very reduced total amount of exactly $299.00. And that $299, James, is a fixed flat rate, which means it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. It is, in fact, an exact amount. There's no taxes or fees or surcharges of any kind. Of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever. The calls come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, and all of the additional relevant directories and destinations. In this case, we'll also be including the social media campaign. The paid Facebook ads are also included at no additional cost. When the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 9th of the month and that same exact reduced rate of $299. And once again, that rate will never go up. As I mentioned, it is a month-to-month service offered completely at will, no contract, which of course means that you can stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved. You can pause the service whether you get more work than you can take on, need to go on vacation. If necessary, the service can also be paused seasonally by simply contacting our client support team. James, all that we do request to prevent the charge to the next month is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Mr. Shields, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. James, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
James, that actually does conclude the voice verification. Mr. Shields, that first payment, sir, is that going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, or Discover? What does work best for you?
It is going to be a Visa card.
A Visa card. On that particular card, is it your name, the business name, or both?
It's my name.
Just first and last or any middle initial?
No, just first and last.
First and last, so James Shields on that card, you said it was a Visa. That should actually start with a 4, all Visa cards do. James, I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
All right, that card number is 4269-3801-3611-7698.
Okay, and the expiration month and year?
0925.
You said 09 of 2025, and then the last three digits on the back of the card.
750.
750. So you said 750, 750 on the back, September or 09 of 2025 for the expiration date. Was the card number itself 42-63-3801-3611-7698?
Yes.
Okay. And what is the actual billing address of that card?
It is 2210 Rogene, that's R-O-G-E-N-E, Drive.
And that's in Baltimore?
Baltimore, Maryland, 21209.
Okay, perfect. Now, in about a minute or so, you're going to receive a confirmation email through our automated system. It does have our client support phone number as well as the hours of operation on there, but if you've got a pen handy, I would, in fact, be more than willing to give you that information now.
Yes, I'm ready when you are.
Okay, perfect. So that toll-free number is 877-635-6225. Again, that is 877-635-6225. James, it's simply option one or extension one to reach a live client support agent. And you can reach a live agent Monday through Friday, like I said, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. That's Eastern time. And, of course, you can email 24/7. If you email the support team, they will follow up with you within that same day or the following business day if it is after hours. The email address is simply support@localsplash.com. Mr. Shields, you'll receive all of that information by way of email in about a minute here. You'll also receive an additional email. That first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. There's going to be a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. That's everything that we did just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. You'll also receive that link by direct text message. That will be sent out to you in just a moment. I did get a message back, though, just now from our finance department, and I know that we did verify it, but it's saying that it's an invalid card number, not that the expiration is wrong or anything like that. So let me read that back to you. And sometimes it's just our system. I just have to re-enter it. But first of all, I do have September of 2025 or 09 of 2025 for the expiration date and 750 for the last three on the back of the card, right?
Yes.
Okay. The card I have as 4269. Okay. Let me just correct that. So I have 4269 and then 3801-3611-7698.
Yes.
Okay, let me fix that in our system. That might have been user error, and it could have been my fault. It's late in the day. I probably should refill my coffee cup. Fix that there. I apologize for that. So let me update that. Okay. So like I said, in about a minute, you'll receive the confirmation email through our automated system. It does have our client support phone number already on there. You'll also get the additional email. That first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. There's going to be a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions, everything we went over, and the voice verification provided for you in writing. When you receive either of those, please just let me know. I did want to walk you through a couple of things there. I think I see what happened here. For some reason, it doesn't have a timestamp on it. That spot is completely blank, and it won't process it if it doesn't know what day and time it is. So let me just fill that in. Sometimes our system does that. I guess it gets as, I was going to say glitchy, but I wouldn't want to describe myself as glitchy, but maybe unreliable. I don't know if I like that term either. I don't know. It does some weird things late in the afternoon. I will cop to doing some weird things late in the afternoon. I think I'm okay with that. So kind of like me, late in the day, things go a little screwy sometimes. Let me just update that. So I've got a timestamp in there. That should work out just fine now. There it goes. It's taken its time, so that means it's working. The only other order of business on my end is to schedule the follow-up call with your technician. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular call. Like I said, there's still time to do it today if you're available. I could actually do 5 o'clock or 6 o'clock. It would get to you pretty close to the beginning of the hour, take about a half an hour after that. Would either of those two times be available or okay for you to take a half-hour phone call?
No, I'm going to be pretty busy this afternoon. Well, this evening.
Okay.
I'd be better
Monday.
Better for a phone call on Monday, yeah.
Okay. We can do as early as 10 or as late as 6. Looks like there's at least one spot available for every hour in between. Would you want something mid-morning, a little later on, or maybe even right at the end of the day?
How about 1 p.m.? That'd be perfect.
1 o'clock. 1 o'clock is perfect. So let me put you down for 1. It's going to be from 1 until 2, at least the window, but it will get you pretty close to 1 o'clock and get you off the phone about a half an hour after that. If I am in between phone calls when our technician is ready to call you, I'll also be on that call just in the very beginning, though, to kind of introduce you to your technician and answer any questions that you might have. I may already be on a phone call, and I don't get a lot of advance notice, but if I'm on a call already, they'll just call you on their own. They'll have your file. They'll take really good care of you. I did want to add a little bit of added security here on your account, just a question and an answer. If anyone calls us and tells us they're with AMLU Works, even if it's you, James, and we recognize your voice, we might still ask you for the answer to the security question. And this is important. Anyone who calls you moving forward, if they identify themselves as Google or Local Splash, they will need to know my name, which is Paul Gordon. They'll also need to know both the answer and the question. If they can't provide that to you within 30 seconds or so, just politely let them go. If they are calling you and asking you for more money for your Google listing, just politely let them go. Like I said, the voice verification is recorded. It attaches to your account. It is for your protection, and it clearly states that it will bill for exactly $2.99 and never a penny more, and it only bills on the 9th. Now, your options for your security question are either the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those would you want for your security question?
I'll do my first pet's name.
First pet's name? Okay, and then what is the answer?
It's Mookie, M-O-O-K-I-E.
Mookie, like Mookie Wilson. I'll put Mookie in there. Yes. I have to type it in twice, and for some weird reason, it has to be lowercase. Okay, so I've got it in there. And then did you happen to receive either the automated email or the text message that our system should have sent out to you already?
Yes, I do have the email and text message.
Okay, perfect. And luckily, or at least thankfully, I think, it's only sent you the one that we want you to see right now. Sometimes it really does send everything all at once. You should get the welcome email in about a minute or so, though. But the one that we want you to see is the Local Splash initial invoice. If you open that up, it's going to say something like, thank you for calling, or thank you for choosing Local Splash. Your invoice is located below. Then it says, please click here to accept your subscription terms. If you click on that blue click here, it is hyperlinked, and it will go to the Local Splash Terms of Experience, talking about the services we'll be providing for you, beginning with the Google Business Profile Optimization on the left-hand side. Are you able to see that?
Yes.
Okay. James, I don't want to walk you through everything here. I know your time is valuable. Google is going to be our main focus, though. It's pretty much everyone's main focus, although about 1 out of 10 people will choose Bing over Google. So we will mirror the content on Bing. We want you to get those phone calls and opportunities as well. Now, of course, going to have a long line that you probably see. It populates your mobile number and a couple of boxes below that. We do want you to click both of those boxes. One says, I agree to receive SMS messages, which are, of course, just text messages through the phone. The other one says, I certify that I'm the authorized holder and signer of the card. Of course, we want you to click on that box. And then Mr. Shields, in the longer box below that with the arrow pointing towards it, that's where you would click and either type in or copy and paste your name exactly as it appears. So if you're typing it in, The J and the first S in your last name are capitalized, and if you copy and paste it, just be careful to not copy a space either before or after. But once you have James Shields in that box, click the confirm signature box to the right of it. That actually does a few things. First of all, it lets us know that you know that it's month to month, that we've reduced the cost, that we've actually waived your setup fee. It also will allow us to release the Google PIN card to verify that you are, in fact, a local business, and also to do the initial NAPW audit to make sure that any information that's already out there is accurate, and for us to fix it if it is not. So it is an important step in the process. It will actually allow us to get a little bit of a head start even before we do your client interview on Monday. Now, you'll know that you are successful in submitting that when it asks you for a username and a password. It looks like it's already taking you to the login screen, correct?
Yes.
Okay. You can actually stop right there, James. The reason you're seeing that, it's coming from the same dashboard portal that you'll be using very soon to access your tracking system. Our automated system thinks both that your tracking system is already active and that you're trying to access it right now, neither of which is really true. We do have to do your client interview first for there to be something for us to track. But once your tracking system is active, you'll get both your username and a default password emailed and texted out to you. You can change the password if you like. Some people never do, and that's totally fine. I can actually give you the username now. That has already been created, and it cannot be changed. Luckily, it's easy for you to remember. It is your phone number. The area code is included, but just numbers. So no dashes, spaces, parentheses, nothing like that. Your username then is, of course, just 443-447-5080. I'm actually sending you a calendar invite. A calendar invite to your email is just a reminder. You don't have to respond to it, but it's a reminder for that client interview on Monday. It's going to say Local Splash CIENG, which just stands for Client Interview in English, and it's got your username, your name, and your phone number, which, of course, your username and phone number are pretty much the same thing. In any correspondence to the support email, please do include your username or your phone number. That allows us to very quickly access that information and forward it out to the right department. Anything and everything can be sent to that catch-all email, although we may give you photos, photos, photos at localsplash.com. That's if you want to email the photos team directly. Oh, you're also going to get a reminder an hour prior. So we've got your follow-up call scheduled at 1 o'clock on Monday at noon. You're going to get a reminder email through our automated system that the call itself is scheduled at 1. Like I said, hopefully I'll be in between phone calls right at or shortly after 1 when our technician's ready to call you. It'd be nice to speak with you again. It was nice speaking with you today, especially late in the day. You have been patient, you have been kind, you even made me laugh a couple of times. I don't get all of that every phone call. Sometimes I get none of that. So it's good, especially at the end of a long week, to speak with someone who was as respectful of my time as I hope I have been of theirs. You certainly have been respectful, and I appreciate that. I did want to be the very first to say welcome aboard. We're pretty excited to get this going for you, get your phone ringing, get that website out there in front of more eyes, and, of course, earn your business just 1 month at a time.
All right. Thank you very much, Paul. You've been extremely informative and helpful.
I appreciate that. Thank you, James. And I appreciate your time as well. You take care. You enjoy the rest of the day. You have a fantastic weekend, sir.
All right. Same to you.
Thank you, Mr. Shields. Thanks a lot. Bye-bye now.
All right. Bye.
Bye.